This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like to swing into high schools, and this time of year, this is when the high school coaches and the players kind of caravan around to different colleges, seeing, you know, smaller schools, larger schools, having an opportunity to take part in camps and seven-on-sevens. And one of the programs that's really been active over the last couple of years is Monsignor Pace High School. Anthony Walker Sr. is the head coach, and he's done an outstanding job. Ran into him a couple of times already in the offseason, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you guys up in Tampa. And I know you guys are hungry this time of year, developing a lot of the talent. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was great to see you too, Larry, as always. This time of the year is, you know, we always trying to get the kids on the college campuses. You know, obviously with the transfer portal, how the landscape of college recruiting has changed, college football in general has changed. So we try to get the kids the opportunity to be on those college campuses so the colleges can actually see the guys live and compete in person.
Yeah, no doubt. And you get an opportunity. You brought a lot of your team because there was a regular camp on Friday. Then you got a chance to compete 7-on-7 as well on Saturday. You've done that a lot during the course of a season. And you know as well as I do, it's a bonding thing. You get the kids away from their area. They get a chance to eat together. They got a chance to hang out together. And talk about that, because I think that's really what a lot of this really makes sense, because these kids have an opportunity to maybe find out things about their teammates that they never did because they don't have the time, and this affords that.
Yes. With technology nowadays, Larry, the kids, you know, barely talk to each other. So, you know, when we're on the road trips like this, you see them bonding and, you know, kind of laughing and joking with each other and with the coaches as well. We're going into our third year as a staff. So, you know, our third year doing this, and, you know, we just see how each year it just gets better and better with the guys, you know, coming together as one unit. I actually was just talking about that this weekend, that, you know, it's a team, right? You got to be, you know, everybody has to be, you know, go to bat for each other, have each other's back. So it's definitely a team bonding thing when we're doing these tournaments and traveling and things like that.
Yeah, no doubt. Anthony Walker Sr. is the head coach at Monsignor Pace. He joins us this evening. Coach, you take a look at a trip to Tampa, and here you run into an alumnus and DeMarcus Van Dyke out of Monsignor Pace, rolling out the red carpet. You take a look at what's happening at a school like USF with Coach Golish, who obviously you see him, and I've been to a lot of camps. I don't think I've seen a more visible coach. He's everywhere. I mean, he stops and hangs out with the kids and the parents and stuff. You know, that's old school. You don't find that much anymore. And I know that your kids interacted a lot, with a lot of, you know, a lot of the coaches. We know Kevin Patrick, obviously a former University of Miami player who coached at FAU. What's it like for you and the staff and the kids to be that close with the coaches, to the point where they'll, you know, stop and talk things over with you, let you know, especially with DVD, somebody who knows the culture at Monsignor Pace probably more than anybody?
Yes. I mean, DeMarcus Van Dyke is, you know, Pace football through and through. He took really good care of us. And like you said, Coach Golish, he opened the doors for us as well, and told us anytime we need want to come up and talk football or whatever the case may be. I think that program is definitely headed in the right direction. We went up for a spring game as well. Was able to get some guys on campus. They showing us their plan and how the new stadium is coming into effect, things like that. Coach Golish is definitely doing it old school. And, having a guy like DeMarcus Van Dyke that knows the South Florida area and his connections in South Florida, I could definitely see that program on the rise. So, but it was great interacting with those guys and that staff.
Yeah, no doubt. And it gives your kids an opportunity, not just at USF, but wherever they go to see the campus and to see what's going on. I know it's summer and the school's not really open, obviously, for summer school, but it gives you an opportunity also because – like last week while we were there, Naquan Wright, former Miami Carroll City Chief, was there and you're working out. He's, he's like a guy that you look at. And if there's a blueprint for a student athlete, here's somebody who got their degree at Florida. And now he's over at USF, got his master's degree. Yep. Talk about that as a coach and somebody who's so academic oriented, what that means to a family for their kid. And I know that in his case, Naquan's case, he was the first one to go to college in his right. In his family. How much as a parent, because you had a son that went to one of the higher academic schools in the country in Northwestern University, what does that mean as a parent to see so much achieving in the classroom when there's not that much emphasis really put on it these days?
Yes. I mean, that's one of the things, we talk about often at Pace, if not every day. But to see a kid like Naquan Wright, just right from our own community, Miami Gardens community, to go off to college and earn his bachelor's and master's degree, the kids can, emulate that and look up to him. But just, as a parent, from the parent side of it, just for, my son, Anthony Jr., to be able to go to a prestigious university like Northwestern University to get his degree and, things like that. It's just, overwhelming and, it's just definitely a blessing. But you just hope that, the kids see that and understand, that football should, you should use football to open those type of doors, not
right.
just, go play football and not come out with your degree. You should at least, use the football to get to where you want to be in life,
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking your son, funny thing is when we saw him at the Rivals camp that day, we were talking, he had just moved to Dallas and he was telling me, yeah, it'd be nice to play for the Cowboys and it's great. I love it out there. I'm working out. And then 3 weeks later, he signs with the Miami Dolphins. But from a selfish standpoint for you and your family, that's got to be like a blessing. I mean, to get an opportunity to watch him, 10 minutes, 15 minutes from where you guys live, an opportunity for him to continue his great career. What's that like?
Yeah, man, that's it's probably like the ultimate, situation. Like you said, he had moved out to Dallas and thought he was going to have an opportunity there. But, God always, has a different plan, right? So, and when he called me and said, yeah, Dad, I think I may be signing with the Dolphins, I just couldn't do nothing but laugh myself. It was so funny. But it's great. He's been gone for, 10 plus years, basically in the Midwest. So when he said, I would want to play in the warm weather and things like that. So just for him to be down here for OTAs and mini camp, it's just been an awesome blessing for us and get to see him every day. He's going to come in when the day, time when he does have time, he's going to come out and help me coach the kids. So just giving back, that's just, what he does. And, we love it, just love it.
Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. As you know, you're one of my favorites. I always love seeing you. You do it the right way. You understand the balance between academics and athletics. And certainly the Spartans made the playoffs last year, and obviously you guys are looking for the same. Thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll run into each other.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you for the time and always the opportunity. Appreciate you.
You too. Anthony Walker Sr., the head coach at Monsignor Pace. You'll get a chance to see his son a lot this year with the Dolphins. Outstanding football talent who played with the Colts and the Cleveland Browns and was one of the men of the year in the NFL. That's decent stock right there. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels. elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Benjamin Blackburn, the tight end from Christopher Columbus, on his way to Stanford, is next.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.